Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and, of course, our bulk mail haulers, the guys and gals hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers around, and that's the Felix and the gang. Now, we also want you to check us out on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. So you can also do that. Plus, don't forget about our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, where if you can't hear us anywhere else around the country, you can hear us right there on that website right now, streaming live and in living color, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Joining us from California, the land of fruit, nuts, milk, honey, and Nancy Pelosi. We've got the one and only professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes. Everybody's out on the porch. They're checking things out. It's a little cooler than what it's been, but it's very nice. We had the rain and all that. 65 degrees right now, clear skies. So everybody's happy as a lark with what's going on here today. And, of course, it's baseball time now, baseball time. Got the Rays playing at home, and that's going to be so, so interesting to watch them play against Baltimore, four games over the weekend.
Well, that's right. Yeah, our Angels had their opener earlier tonight as well, so it's exciting. Baseball season is back.
Yes, with a passion. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, folks, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country, America, was founded under Judeo-Christian policies and practices that we were doing at the time. And wouldn't hurt to get back to doing a little bit more of that, would it, Kyle?
That's right. Yep.
All right. Well, we start the show out tonight with the newest Supreme Court justice, and that would be Justice Jackson, who was approved by the Senate today in a vote. And what was kind of interesting was there was only one Republican that stood up and clapped with the Democrats. And guess who that was?
Mitt Romney?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. He was the only one. All
yeah,
the
I
other
thought, I was just going to say, I think didn't Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mitt Romney also voted for Jackson, I believe.
Yeah, but they were not visibly
clapping and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, celebrating. But Romney was.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Romney too. I mean, he's become quite an odd character. Ever since he ran for president and so forth, people's expectations of him and so forth. You know, it's interesting, Captain, of course, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, she'll be the African-American woman appointed to the Supreme Court. She was confirmed quite easily, it would seem. And so it is a historic moment. There's no doubt about it in our nation's history. But the way that it was handled by Joe Biden, going back to the campaign when he made his announcement, is, I think, something Americans are also sort of wondering about, the idea of perhaps narrowing the field so greatly. But, again, no doubt about it, we have an historic moment in our country today.
And we will see where all of this goes, because anytime you get a new justice, there's a certain testing period, if you will. I don't know what the cases are that she's going to be listening to, but it does not change the balance of the court. And of course, she's there until the current justice that's retiring, Mr. Breyer, leaves, and that's not going to be for, what, another month?
I believe so. But also, you know, Captain, presidents often appoint someone to the Supreme Court, a new justice to the Supreme Court, and often they or their party are surprised by how those justices end up ruling. Because right now, a lot of the political elite, the Democrat Party elite, they're looking at it as just a vote. You know, maybe they think in their mind that Ketanji Brown Jackson doesn't need to really do anything other than, you know, in other words, all the decisions are all made for her, kind of a thing. And that's really not be the case. We've seen this historically with justices, that they do offer surprises. So we'll see. Strap in, because we've got a wild ride perhaps coming up on the Supreme Court these days.
Yeah, and I'm just going to mention something because we're coming up on the break here. But we're going to be talking about, when we come back, the United Nations and the action that they took against Russia for alleged human rights atrocities. They actually removed them from their position on the Security Council on the human rights issue. And we'll see where that goes, and we'll talk about that when we come back, because that's a very interesting subject, and this could come back to bite Russia squarely in the butt. And I hear the music coming, so, Kyle, you hold on. And, folks, we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And good morning to Wally. Wally, I did not realize you were in the hospital for 4 days, but we're glad you're back and happy to talk to you. And good morning to everybody in the chat room. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cool, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Look for the free report, Crisis Cool, how to make absolutely sure.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, 500.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Yes, you are, and it's the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm here with Kyle Warren. And before we get back to him, I need to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Now, that's Mike Lindell, and of course, Mike Lindell is giving away the farm again, because if you go to the website, MyPillow.com, and click on the Radio Listener Specials page logo that's there, it's down the website a little bit. You just scroll down and you'll see it. Click on that. You will come up with at least 150 items that are insanely marked down in price. And you'll be able to save a bunch of money. But in order to do that, you need a promo code. And the promo code would be CAPTAIN. Very simple. CAPTAIN. So you go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Take a look at everything they've got there. There's something for everybody. Or you can give them a call and talk to a voice, and they'll help you with your selections. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. And remember, they have a 60-day return policy at MyPillow.com. No questions asked. So that's MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, on the promo code CAPTAIN. And have a good time. Shop till you drop, so to speak. You'll see a lot of great things that will be to your liking. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's rather interesting that Russia, who was leading the human rights element of the United Nations, correct?
Right.
And then we find out what they've done, their military has done. It only makes sense that they were voted off or asked to leave the position on that committee, because it was definitely just a laughing joke for them being there.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the UN has now ousted Russia, basically, from the Human Rights Council. And, Captain, it's the first permanent member state of the UN Security Council to actually have its membership revoked from any of the subsequent bodies of the UN, like the Human Rights Council. Now, the Russian deputy ambassador, Gennady Kuzmin, he's denied that any of this is really happening. He's saying that they're all staged events for these human rights atrocities that we've been observing coming out of Ukraine. So, you know, it's not, you know, Russia's
yeah,
not
we're not seeing what we're seeing.
Exactly.
And that's just not true.
Well, of course not. So, you know, nothing, this is the best possible thing in order to kick them out. So many people are asking, Captain, why is Russia even on the Security Council at this point? In other words, what mechanism can there be to take a member state that has obviously invaded its neighbor, that has caused all this, you know, that they would somehow be in a position to continue to operate at the UN in this way. So that's a very good question.
Yeah. Now, John Durham and his committee, the prosecution of Clinton's campaign lawyer, keeps getting stronger as more evidence and more lies are being exposed. And, they say that there's going to be a connection to possibly another person or two through this Sussman character. I don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to happen, but they're getting closer and closer and closer to the Clintons themselves.
Well, and this is why this is a slow burn. There's no doubt about it. But in the end, there's going to be, I think, some very startling things that will happen. John Durham, of course, it's kind of like, it reminds me, Captain, the tortoise and the hare, right? And the tortoise just keeps going on. He knows what he's doing, and he'll eventually win the race. But it's going to take time. It's not overnight, and I know it's been a long time, but he's crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. He knows what he's going after, and it's got to be right. Otherwise, they're going to weasel out of it again.
Now, I don't know what Jimmy Kimmel did, but Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia reported him for his threats made about violence at the Capitol, and he was reported to the Capitol Police. I don't know what he was threatening to do. Do you?
Yes, he was making some kind of a joke, I believe, about this, in which he was talking, I think, about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but then said, if I recall correctly, words to the effect of, where is Will Smith when you need him? Obviously, some reference to Will Smith striking Chris Rock at the Oscars. And so, you know, I guess trying to come up with some kind of similar, quote-unquote, funny thing. And so she reported him, I think, to the Capitol Police, and then he made another joke out of it as well. So what it does, it goes to show that there's a real double standard in entertainment, I suppose, in media. If you're talking about, in other words, if anybody made that joke about Will Smith, about anyone, say a prominent Democrat politician, they would be all over it. Oh, that's terrible. There's wackos out there. They're going to take you up on that, and so forth. So there's a double standard here.
Yeah, I hear you, and definitely agree with what you're saying there. And folks who are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, it's Friday morning, and of course we are just cruising along the overnight hours like we normally do, myself and Kyle Warren, the professional politics. Okay, Michigan and the Democratic governor, Ms. Whitmer, is suing to get rid of a 1931 state ban on abortion.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, she's asking the state Supreme Court there to strike that down. It's been there for 91 years, and so we will see sort of where this goes. It's obviously a hot political issue. It's very divisive, and I think they're anticipating I think a lot of this can be done too for the campaigns that are coming up, to make it a hot button issue. You know, I don't think that Americans are necessarily prioritizing the idea of abortion up in the number one thing in terms of, because they're looking at the Democrats in terms of inflation, in terms of gas prices, in terms of foreign policy, in terms of the state of affairs in our society. And yes, abortion is an incredibly important issue. There's no doubt about that. But I think the Democrats are looking to bring in anything divisive such that they can distract from the obvious problems they're going to run into in the ballot box.
Now, Barack Obama was in D.C. for the celebration of Obamacare or something along those lines. And he was wined and dined, and Joe Biden was put off in a corner and pretty much had a sulk all by himself. And finally, the last thing that Obama said before he left the Capitol was about killing online free speech, because he's always been about the big tech and controlling the big tech, Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. And he re-upped his call to kill online free speech and regulate it.
Well, sure, you know, because they get very nervous when people are actually able to exchange ideas. Now, of course, Captain, you and I know full well, you know, we don't come on this program and we don't say things that are incendiary. We certainly don't want to go down that road. We don't want to come out and say anything that's not true. You know, we try to research everything and so forth. But people have a right to go out and say what they think about some conspiracy theory. They have the right to do these kinds of things. And we just need, we also have the right to reject it. We also have the right to not listen to it. It used to be, Captain, in the olden days, that's a sort of a dated term, isn't it? The olden days, people would say, if you don't like what's on TV, turn the channel. That's usually what it was said. But now they want to control all the channels. They want to make sure that you don't hear anything they don't want you to hear. And we need to be discerning. I think people are discerning, but we get to make our own decisions. That's the bottom line.
Now, a lot of people are living off their credit cards right now, right?
I would expect so, yes.
Yeah, and it seems that consumer debt has exploded to higher levels than we've ever seen before from these 40-year high inflation numbers that we've got going on right now. Is that a fair assumption?
I would think so, yes.
And it's also a fair assumption that people are not going to be able to pay back a lot of these credit card debts. So here we go again with credit that at one time was a little bit easier to get. It's going to tighten down. They're going to put the screws to this and hurt everybody else along the line because of the fact that a few can't pay their bills, and it's going to make it bad for the rest of us. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
All right. Well, hold that thought, because when we come back, we got more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. By the way, the United States, ran a record trade deficit. We'll tell you how much and what kind.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com. Free consultation directly.
The U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy Kenny.
Right, Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky has thanked President Biden after the U.S. chose to ban Russian oil imports. Russia has also been kicked off the U.N. Human Rights Council. On Capitol Hill, history has been made as the Senate votes 53-47 to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She'll replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a wonderful day, a joyous day, an inspiring day.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Soon to be justice, can either satisfy her radical fan club or help preserve the judiciary that Americans need.
He spoke Thursday following high-level
I'm afraid the nominee's records tells us
just how far apart
which is likely.
Sides are.
But I hope Judge Jackson
Nissan working with NASA on a
wrong.
New type of
this
battery
is USA Radio News.
Promises to charge
airlines have just reduced their prices even more.
Safe.
Book 30 days in advance and save big.
That's want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
America, the Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. And I am going to be taking it right away because this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I had a conversation with a gentleman yesterday down in Bradenton about Relief Factor, and he was telling me about the problems that he was having. It sounded very much so like he had strained some muscles, this sort of thing, might have even had a little bit of arthritis or bursitis going on. And I told him he wanted to pack a bag of the Relief Factor, and I saw to it that he got one because I had one with me. So he said, should I start taking it now? I said, absolutely, because you want to get it in your system and then go from there. And I said, if you need another one about 4 hours later or whatnot, you take it with food, and that's the best way for it to be absorbed. You won't have to worry about any problems. There's no counter effects or anything like that. It just works. That's all I can tell you. Now, the reason it works is because of what's in it. It's 100% drug-free. It has all natural turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation and the pain and the swelling that you have when you have an injury of some sort. Now, it also lowers or eliminates the pain associated with exercise and everyday living, by going right straight to the source of your pain. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Not only costs the 3-week quick start, $19.95 to get it all started, no clubs to join, none of that sort of stuff, like some of the other places around you find out about if you order it, you wind up being a member of a club for X amount of dollars a month. Not this much. Doesn't happen. The club you're going to be in is a club that feels better. How about that? So you can try the 3-week quick start by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It only costs $19.95. You get it started, but you get it started, you take it as directed, and see what it'll do for you. And by the way, I've not had anybody tell me that it's not worked. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try it out, the 3-week quick start, $19.95, Relief Factor. Because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
All righty. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about here. The United States ran a record February merchandise trade deficit of some $2 trillion with Russia, according to newly released numbers from the Census Bureau. That's not good.
Well, no, not at all. And in fact, of course, you know, we're seeing the effects of these sanctions and so forth. And that obviously is going to have an impact on that as well. And at some point, you know, one wonders how much longer Russia can really last. And in terms of the Russian people. But you know what's interesting to me, though, Captain, is that according to some of the reports we're getting, there's a good number of the Russian people who actually seem to support the invasion of Ukraine. I mean, this is crazy time.
That's because they're getting one side of the story, period.
Right. They're getting the propaganda.
They're getting the propaganda
exactly.
From Russia, so therefore they're falling for, and some of the people on our side are falling for the propaganda too. You can't,
well, that's right.
You can't believe Russia. I'm sorry. You can't believe Russia. Been there, done that. Okay? You can't believe Russia.
Well, exactly right. And it is very sad. But even so, if we're not able to get through to them in various ways via the internet or other broadcasting and so forth, try to punch through the noise of the propaganda, I mean, that could mean that Russia would be more willing to dig in over time and not succumb to the sanctions the way that, you know, we would think that they might here very quickly. Mm-hmm.
Well, every night I get a chance to see the countries that are listening to us. We have all of the Slavic countries, including Ukraine, listening to us. And sometimes it's larger numbers and sometimes it's smaller numbers. But there's always several hundred people, up to 1,000 people listening to us across Russia. And I find that amazing because they're trying to get information. That's what they're doing.
Well, sure. That's right. And anybody listening to the program in the areas that you mentioned, and especially in Russia, you know, one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to get the real news out
there.
We're
telling the truth.
Telling the truth. And also, and welcoming those who are our friends in these places,
yep.
And especially in Russia. There are so many people in Russia who don't want to go back to the old ways, and they see the old ways in Putin and his control mechanisms. And, you know, especially when I was studying foreign policy and so forth and political science, I would meet people who would come from these countries, and back then even during the Soviet Union, and they would tell the stories. And they knew, you know, that it was completely wrong. And it was heartbreaking.
Now, here's something else that we know. Starting with the fact that thousands of Ukrainians are fleeing eastern Ukraine amid the reports that Russia is planning to escalate attacks on civilian areas there. Intercepts of communications between the troops and whatnot have told the government that, and they're warning the people right now.
That's true. And it goes to show that this all-out total war on the people of Ukraine is an atrocity in and of itself. You know, Russia can't win this thing. At least it can't win it in the timetable that it was prepared to do. They're in for a protracted fight. And I don't think they ever thought that they would be.
Well,
but taking it to the civilians only racks up the constant war crimes and atrocities charges that are going to be, we're going to find justice for that one day.
Well, as Russians withdrew their troops from the outskirts of Kiev last week, the discovery of the bodies of Ukrainian civilians in the town of Bucha sparked war crime allegations, and fear of similar attacks on civilians is contributing to why the Eastern Europeans are getting out of harm's way right now.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, what other choice do they have? And this is, again, a war that should have never been fought. It was completely unnecessary to do this. And I think what's going on with Putin is you know, I think going to be very key here real soon.
Now, I want you to listen to something very carefully, and everybody else pay attention to what I'm saying here, because the German magazine Der Spiegel reported that German intelligence intercepted Russian radio transmissions that matched identically to the location where Ukrainian civilians were killed. Two German ministers plan to use the intelligence as evidence of Russian war crimes. They talked about a young man on a bike and where he was at and that they'd shot him. And when they went into town, they found him, they found the bike exactly where he'd been shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Be careful what you say on the radio.
Well, no kidding. But especially in these days with the technology available and the ability to track and reconstruct these, you know, the locations and so forth, that's going to be really, really important in, again, bringing them to justice.
And then also last week, Russia seized control of the eastern city of Izium, having destroyed an estimated 80% of its buildings and threatened civilians. Ukrainian officials say Russia plans to launch attacks from Izium on the Ukrainian-held territory in the eastern Donbas region. Meanwhile, the United Nations, as we previously mentioned yesterday, voted to suspend Russia from the Human Rights Council in response to the atrocities against civilians in the Ukraine, Belarus, China, and Syria were amongst the countries that opposed the measure, while India abstained altogether.
Right. And, you know, it seems to me, Captain, I don't know if Russia cares much about being ousted off the Human Rights Council, but...
Doesn't sound like it.
No, it's just that, and I suppose it's, quote, the least the UN can do at this point, unquote, but it is, should be indicative of the fact that the world is not going to accept at all somehow that Vladimir Putin deserves to have his part of Ukraine or all of it or whatever he wants.
And before we go to break, a landmark CBS News report into Hunter Biden and James Biden, a scandal with over 150 concerning bank transactions being reported by, of all companies, CBS News.
Well, they're not able to ignore this a lot, as they have in the past, because it's beginning to stack up. And because that's happening, then they look like fools. And at the same time, Captain, they're very unhappy with Joe Biden and what he has not accomplished in their estimation during his time in office.
If
so
they, can,
they are beginning to turn on him.
If they could bring Barack Obama back legally to be president, they would do it, but they can't. He's got to be elected. All right. Hold that thought. Coming right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Their specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food storage in your home beats the government food line, hands down.
You've been hearing Dr. Waller talk about 90 essential nutrients for keeping your body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual. Ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. People who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it, and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140. 93.7.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You wanna ride? gonna do? Drop down, baby, let your daddy see. If you wanna rock and roll, I can set you free.
Ah, a little R&B rock and roll from Dion and Eric Clapton, if you wanna rock and roll. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, that is a classic, and I like it.
Yes, very much so.
Yep. They're quickly making it into a classic, although it didn't start that way. It started with a couple of guys jamming out on a tour.
Yeah, I'll bet.
All righty. Well, let me read this real quick and then give it to you. You know, folks, we had a lot of stormy weather yesterday. We had severe thunderstorms and flooding and tornadoes bouncing around over in the East Coast and in the Southeast, and conditions are right again for the same thing to happen today. All the way from South Florida all the way up the East Coast, where we do have rain and flooding going on right now up in the Hudson Valley, up in New York State, as well as over in the northern part of Alabama right now, where we've got a lot of flooding going on there. And through our friends up there in Kentucky, we hear you, and we're going to see what we can do here at the top of the hour. And also, by the way, we've got snow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and you go ahead and tell us what's going on out west there, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start up near Seattle tonight. We are seeing a little bit of rain on the radar map. This is going to be pretty much east of Seattle, also a little bit west of Seattle, maybe not in Seattle proper at this moment. I think they're reading mostly clear, but we are seeing rain come across the road and I-90 coming out of Seattle. And if you're east of Seattle, if you're going to be over in the Port Angeles area, over near Forks, you definitely got some rain coming down in those areas. That's really the active rain or snow that we see on the maps right now. But we do have a winter weather advisory that's going to be mostly through the central part of Washington, covering I-90 and then down to about I-84 east of Portland into Oregon there. So be aware of that. We've also got wind advisories up in Northern California starting around Redding. So if you're on Interstate 5, you have a high-profile vehicle from Redding down to a little bit south of Sacramento, you've got wind building up there. Heat advisory for Southern California continuing to hit towards the triple digits over the next couple of days. So be advised of that. Wind advisory up near Boise, Idaho, along I-84 down through Twin Falls. Then also east of Twin Falls, we do have other windy conditions as an approaching winter storm is going to come through with a cold front. Likewise, over in northwestern Nevada and Reno area, we have another special weather statement there. They looks like they could have a cold spring storm with high wind potential coming in, Sierra snowfall possible Monday, and also next week, we're talking about now, of course, we've got a strong Pacific storm that's coming in, so that's going to make everything kind of return back to the wintry conditions that we've been experiencing. And that's about what we're seeing out there tonight, Captain, with one addition back up on Cabbage Hill Pass on I-84. We've got rain right now. Visibility is down to about 500 feet. Same for 4th of July Pass. For Friday and Saturday, you're going to have rain in that area.
All right. Well, the Red River Valley, they like to call it, from Canada, I-29 along the North Dakota-Minnesota line all the way down to Fargo, you've got some flooding conditions there, so be careful. The secondary roads, you might hit some water over the roads, but flooding coming on down right there on the state line, that's known to happen this time of the year, I might add. And then we've got some windy conditions as we move on down further down Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, Plainview on over towards Midland. And then going back up to the north again, we do have some unsettled weather conditions in Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan up there. It looks like as if there's some snow right now and the possibility for several inches of it because we do have a winter storm warning up there. In that last little tip of upper Michigan before it goes into Canada. Now, coming back down again, we do have some areas along the Mississippi where we've had some areas that have flooded down in, Arkansas, north of Memphis and west of the Mississippi, and over to the east, in particular, the northern part of Alabama tonight. We have some issues there. Could even be some ice on the road because the temperature is dropping. We've got cold going up against the warm here,
and that may kick off some activity in the western Gulf of Mexico over towards New Orleans. We'll have to wait and see what happens, but there are some conditions setting themselves up for what could be an interesting day again, with some severe thunderstorms across the south and moving on up into the northeast. Now, as we speak right now, we do have some rough seas, in particular, right up there again from Jersey, Cape May, all the way up to Cape Cod and hugging the coastline right up to Massachusetts and all the way to Nova Scotia one more time, doing it again. It's been like that pretty much all week long. Way, way, way up in the northern part of Maine, if you're going up to get that load of French fries from Presque Isle or Caribou, you're going to have some snow way up north in Maine today. And you've also got some issues with the frost and the freezing temperatures right now. Chris Markowski, I'm sure, is going to tell me how cold it is when I get a hold of him. But it's pretty much north of New York, headed up the Hudson River all the way up past Albany, up towards, let's see here, Lake Champlain. Now, all that being said, we do have this front that's coming through today, and we'll see what happens. It might be a little bit chilly for a few days, cooler than what it's been, which is okay because it's been 85 to 90 degrees almost every day in the deep south for the last several days. So we'll get things to cool off a little bit. Now, Kyle, I want you to tell us real quick, about 30 seconds worth, of the Pilot and Flying J.
Folks, don't forget, when you pull into the Pilot or Flying J, you want to make sure that you join the Drivers Club. You want to make sure that you download the My Rewards Plus app. That's going to help you track all the points that you're going to get through the Drivers Club on all the fuel, the supplies, and the food that you buy. And especially today, with the fuel prices doing what they're doing, you want to get all the points that you possibly can, because you can redeem those for all kinds of great stuff at the Pilot and Flying J. You can find them at pilotandflyingj.com, or I should say pilotflyingj.com. It's all one word, pilotflyingj.com, and sign up today.
Yep, and make sure you check out the great food in the sit-down restaurants that they got there. You're going to love it, love it, love it. Just like home cooking.
You got it.
Yeah. All righty. Hold on there, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more right after the top of our news.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.